Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
So the answer to the question of what do you say when someone sends you nudes is always send more. there's no other.
For once we agree.
Unless it's culty.
Yeah.
I mean.
And even then, a sick part of you still is interested.
I always want more nudes.
Poodle.
Even if
always,
it's, yeah. even if it's weird.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I kind of just, no one can, I can't say no to nudes.
You can't. I actually don't usually want nudes. So, but
yeah,
you,
whatever.
Well, I'm,
I don't want nudes. I think about the person.
No, I don't think about that.
Yeah. And finally, fine. I'll send you nudes of everybody that I sleep with.
No, I don't want to see them.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. All talk until I send it. You're like, oh my God. Every time I've ever sent you something, you go, oh, and you're glad you got it.
You know what? You never send me anything.
Well, maybe.
The last time, I can't even remember the last dick that you've sent me of some guy.
Oh, we're still paying for Razvan. So, and you only have access to that. So.
I got to do that.
This is 90 Day Fiancé, and this, you're listening to Reality Gaze. I'm Poodle.
And I'm Maddie, and I realize I need to fix my Rocket Money app. get that OnlyFans off.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all, this
Rocket
is
just, Money.
Rocket Money. Y'all, this is your ad. This is your 90 Day Fiancé Tell All. Part one,
episode 19 of season 10.
Yes.
This episode kind of brought it.
I enjoyed it.
I was shocked.
Shooketh.
However, some of the two premonitions that people had floated did come true about Rob being defended by people and people siding with Rob, which because these fuckers have the worst takes. Like the people on this show, something about it that they have really poor decision-making ability and they have awful takes.
I agree.
It just reminds you that we like them on screen, but if you ever had to spend time with them in real life, you're like, absolutely not.
Yeah, for most people, yeah. There was some people that, yeah, that was, what was the other thing?
The other one was that Nikki would be defended by everyone. And well, and
Igor didn't help himself on that one.
We have a new speaker for the men's rights convention.
Yeah.
He's going to be alongside Pred. And who else was it that I put in the men's rights conference? I'm trying to think who it was.
Who was it?
It was another man who I was like, men's rights now.
I was going to say, I feel like he wants to be on the blue collar comedy tour. He wants to be the newest comedian for that.
Men do not like it when the women men, you should be happy when the men are masturbating.
Yes.
Because that makes you much more excited to see them.
Before we do have a quick little announcement, so I also want to remind people,
you might be a redneck.
You can go to, if you want to listen to this show commercial free, you can go to our RG Plus, which encompasses Patreon, Supercast, and Apple subscriptions. Our Patreon is patreon.com/realitygaze. You can go to all that there. That's where you can get this. You can get next week, you can get Seeking Sister Wife.
Woohoo!
That's next week, just the week before your show.
It doesn't matter because I need something for my polygamy fix.
Oh, so it'll actually help you. You're excited.
It'll help me. Yeah.
Good. Okay. So we've got that coming. Also,
I need my polygamy fix.
Need your polygamy fix. You'll also get Love is Blind, which is in our RG Plus as well.
Holy shit.
What a great season this has been. It's been so good.
Episode 10 and 11 dropped last week.
This week.
And
oh, yeah. Last week. What day is it?
It's technically Sunday. So they dropped Wednesday.
Yeah.
And
Whoa.
I had a lot of fun. Y'all know that listening, my favorite is to, in any of our theaters, is to play vile, nasty people.
Yeah.
It helps expiate the nastiness in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a great joy playing Sarah Ann.
You did. It was quite compelling.
Didn't have to go very far, except for the politics. Yeah.
I was surprised, though. Didn't know you had a jet ski in your closet. Who knew? He pulled it right out.
Wow.
Anyway. Oh, it's so good. We've got a lot.
Let's ride jet skis.
Let's ride jet skis, chew gum, and drink wine.
One of the quotes was, the two things I'm not sorry for are send that message and January 6th.
Yeah.
January 6th. that's not what she said, but that's what I said in the theater.
What we said, yeah.
You know, it's kind of implied. Yeah.
Anyway, we shout out to Caitlin and Christina, our team, who just, it's been between the tour and this and that, and we've had a lot of stuff going on, and they are handling it like pros. So anyway,
Speaking of, come see us on tour. Live show dates have been announced. You can find them in the link tree of our Insta.
If you can dream it, you can come to a Rally Gay show.
Because we're working on the art. I'm not going to spoil it for you now.
Mm-mm.
I know I'm not.
Don't. You'll ruin it. God, it is so hard for you to keep a secret. You just want to tell them a little tidbit.
I'm not going to.
Christina, take it out. Take it all out.
I said I can't wait for everyone to see what our art's going to be. That's all I said.
God, I just can't have a reveal for anything with you.
I did not say a word, even though I really, really want to right now.
Keep going.
So we'd love to see you guys out there. We go all out for these shows. If you think, oh, they're just going to do a podcast live, ask someone who's been.
I don't know if it's good, but it's a lot of work.
I don't know if you can qualify it with an adjective. it defies description.
Yeah.
There is singing. There is, quote, dancing, unquote.
Yeah.
There are usually costumes bought from the House of Nomaza.
AKA
Sorry,
Amazon.
Nozama.
Nozama, Amazon backwards. I have three different friends around the country that saw our last tour. And I texted them. I said, hey, we're going on tour again. Let me know. You know, I'll get you a comp, whatever. And they're like, great. And they're like, yeah, it's just going to be me this year. The husband is not going to come this year, if that's okay. And I'm like, I get it. I get it. Might make it a girls' night.
Was it because I showed my junk at the DC show?
Yeah.
It was just too close.
Because you showed your balls. Yeah.
They were intimidated by my masculinity.
I think it was your slutty Aunt Samantha costume and her husband's, it's a patriot. Well, I don't know if they're a patriot, but it works for the military. It's pretty gross.
The other costume that's really slutty is my, let's say, sexy Lady Liberty. When I took off two dresses at the New York show.
Everything's free on that bitch. Everything.
Give us your tired, your poor, your horny.
Your horny asses.
Teeming to be free.
I sang that in a song when I was in middle school for the governor or high school for the governor of Oklahoma.
That it is a song.
I heard this song called I Hear Liberty Singing, and that was part of it. Yeah, it was a terrible song.
Wait, no, it's I Lift My Lamp, but it's Emma Lazarus.
No. This was like, again, remember my choir teacher didn't pay for like the, so this was like the cheap version. So it was just like, the song was like, give me your tired, now your huddled pool, your huddled masses yearning to be free.
Oh, so they took the song, they took the poem and made it a terrible.
Liberty singing. Yeah, that was the song.
Wow.
Her song of freedom is ringing.
Oh, so it was like a song that incorporated the people hate this.
Of course, I though tried to sing it like, thank God there's not a video, because that's when I was very much in my Whitney Houston. Also Monica, also Brandy era. So of course I sang it, give me your tide, just such like thinking I was a black woman trying to sing it, which is probably not appropriate.
That's
now.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. I think I even said, yearning to be free. And then I did an ad lib of, I went, woohoo, free. And everyone just kind of looked at me. They all looked like Jimmy's mom and Jimmy's dad, just sitting there from Love Is Blind, just looking at me.
Wow.
Anyway,
y'all, we know what it was like. We know what it was like just to like be patient around some gay kids. They were just too much.
Just too much. Speaking of gay kids, we have a lot of new listeners from our collab with Joey and Ellen of
I think not.
So if
it was a blast,
we had a wonderful time with them. We're talking about
we
froggy.
Salute you.
They're going to be on our show. We're going to talk about love after lockup.
Essie.
Ellen keeps talking about Love Is Blind. I'm like, I know we don't have any time to do Love Is Blind right now. Cause
I wish I did. I wish I had more hours in my day to be honest.
Because it's not me. It's all poodle.
I hate you.
I'm kidding.
That's not true.
I'm kidding.
But I wish if you know anything about, if you know the show Smash, remember when they said, it's tech week, and we were all, and non-theater people got to understand what tech was?
Yeah.
That's me this coming week. So I literally, I've scheduled 18-hour days for the next
And
the
getting,
next week.
Getting pounded like a flank steak is not one of those activities.
It's not one of them, so you're going to have to get me with this energy the rest of the time.
Deal with it.
Great. You know what? If you can't love me at my craziest, you don't deserve me at my best.
Yeah, I think she's dead, right?
What?
That's a quote. Isn't that Marilyn Monroe?
I don't know. People say that all the time.
I think that's a Marilyn Monroe quote, or supposedly.
A lot of people who we quote are dead.
This is true. Poodle, speaking of your show, People can go to the link, right? Did you finally get the link in our link tree?
The link tree is in the link is in the link tree.
Okay, good.
You can donate. My show is doing an Indiegogo. The theater company is doing an Indiegogo campaign for my show Seagull Song. And It is going up. Official opening date is March 8th at the Broadwater Stage. And some of you have already bought tickets, and I'm excited. We have people who want to meet us, by the way.
That's
like
great.
People have been claiming the spaces. So
you know, I love meeting.
You gotta go. You gotta go now
on March 23rd. I know. I gotta go. I love meeting
people. And remember,
people.
You have to say really nice things about me. I'll script it for you. Just read what I write on the note card.
If you're watching the Intimate Portrait, which is the video of us doing this podcast on our $15
tier. You can get that on the $15 tier, a Patreon or Supercast.
You're seeing this face that I'm making right now like I ate a bad pickle.
There are bad pickles out there.
There are. I will say, someone that I don't have to lie about saying good things about at all is Scott Evans, National Treasure. What a wonderful conversation we had with him from Access Hollywood.
This was such a good conversation. I wanted to be shady about all those fucking couples, but I couldn't be because he was making so many great points.
He really was.
And I was like, wow, this show was different now that I thought about it.
Yeah, he's the host of and one of the producers of Couple to Thruple. Yeah. That's on Peacock TV.
But he was all the things he was saying, and I was like, I think we're seeing another Ryan Seacrest here.
He's a very talented human.
Just take over.
Very talented.
He's got his own production company. We talked about his role in Ladies of the 80s.
We did talk about that. And he, when Poodle said
it, he fell out.
He died. Just died. So
he fell out.
Listen to that. There's a lot of, it's audio interview, but we did some videos. So there's going to be some memes on our Instagram for that. And Scott, thank you so much. We appreciate
Scott.
It. And thank you to our friend Damona at Dates and Mates for giving us, helping us set that up. We appreciate you.
I think that's about it.
We find out, I don't think we've done a 90 day yet since we found out who there are two more couples that have been added.
Oh yeah. So if they're going to announce it probably at the end of, I guess 2 weeks from now, because this is another,
TLC announced it on their social.
I think it's only a 2-part tell all for 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, it's official, y'all. Ashley and Manuel are in.
Called it.
And then Rob and Sophie.
Didn't call that. Didn't call that.
Oh, I did it in the key.
Oh, you did. That's good.
I don't need your approval.
I wasn't trying to get... Oh, God. Are you sure you can't fit in just like a 20-minute fucking somewhere?
It might happen tomorrow. We'll see. Someone's trying to fit me in. Trying to be a walk-in.
Yeah, just don't eat breakfast and just have them come around 11:30 before you're hungry, and then there you go.
Yeah, good call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Goes on much too longer, I just may start like latching onto people's faces.
Just chewing at them. I'm afraid of your skin will separate and you'll become one of those like flower monsters from Stranger Things. Just suck people's face.
There's no truth to the rumor that I'm from the Upside Down.
None at all.
Absolutely no truth. None at that all. Rumor.
Anything else or is that it?
I think that's it.
Let's dig into this. All right.
Okay. We have our pre-tell-all shit. And of course, y'all, Nikki and Igor / Justin / men's rights advocate got together after they broke up. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I thought life was a fairy tale, but turns out it was a nightmare. And basically what happened is they were together. And then last night he... sent her a message saying, I think we should just be good friends.
She is crying just sitting there already.
It's just exhausting at this point. It's just, do you think she'll try to get on the single life?
Yes, 100%.
Ugh.
100%.
I don't want to see this person anymore.
Oh, and the single life, I just watched the screener of it, the one that's airing on Monday, tomorrow, y'all. It is so... good. It's so...
What happens?
Well, we see this in a trailer, but we see Natalie is meeting Mike, but with Natalie's mother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's like, Natalie, you should suck his dick.
I can't say because I'm not allowed to say what's in the episode, but one of the best she says a quote and it all makes sense. Where it all went wrong.
What is that from?
Are tired.
It all went wrong. Wow.
I almost want to stop the show, call somebody to come fill in for you. So that
musical theater emergency.
We've got a gay emergency, as we told Scott Evans.
When men were blind and then it all went wrong. I dreamed a dream in times gone by.
This is what Scott Evans said. We need to coin queer panic because this is queer panic. Because Poodle, oh my God, you got to get, wow. Clear the webs.
It's
bless
fine.
Your heart. All right. So, yes, we're going to see her on Single Life 100%. And so Ashley Manuel, Ashley's like, our communications have been kind of hit or miss, which means they're going to be messy, messy, messy to see on Happily Ever After.
We're difficult people who fell in love and we're navigating it.
I will say, Ashley looks like fucking fire in that green dress.
She looks really good.
She's on a health journey, she said, so good for her.
I just wish, I wish that her in the moments weren't like she was talking to someone who hates her. They're always like she's trying to convince the camera to like her.
I think she... And seeing, yeah, I think that's very astute, actually. I think in seeing how she talks with her mother and stuff, which that was a great moment. We're going to talk about that.
That's the second show. That was one of the few breakthroughs.
The only times that
we've ever seen on a television.
We had some resolution.
Brokered by Jasmine.
Save it. It's for the next show.
Don't you ever scream save it at me once you've said something.
I was going to tease it and you just brought it up.
Arbiter. You're the arbiter of how long you can talk about something. I'm not allowed to go as far and you scream save it at me.
I just want to tease it, not give them the all balls deep.
I don't know any other way.
Fair. That is fair.
Stick to itiveness.
So, but she looks great. Jasmine, she's overdressed, but she looks so great in this purple. It's a beautiful. I love this purple. Yeah. It looks like she's in a pageant. It's too much.
It looks too pageanty for me. That
it's
was
also pretty.
Yeah. I think
it's like Nikki the pink, Rob, but it's too much.
Rob shows up being the spokesmodel for Genghis formal wear.
What the fuck is he wearing?
Y'all, this is totally like prom fashion.
It is.
It's like he got it at Fox Hills Mall.
Been there.
It was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Doesn't look good.
It does not look good.
Then Nikki's dress, it's very Nikki. That's all I'll say.
I think that people... but the housewives do this too. It's all over the place. But sometimes people dress like this is the Oscars and not, this is not, this is different.
You're on a soundstage in Jersey.
I will say, you know, we talk a lot on the show that the women wear a dress and they don't think about how it looks when they sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki's dress looks really good when she sits down because it kind of fluffs out around her.
You know who's doesn't? Annalise.
Ooh. Annalise's dress looks terrible.
It's bad. It's definitely the worst choice on the stage. Sheetra looks great. I loved it. The kind of it's flowing because y'all, she's in the family way. That's the big reveal.
It looks very prairie home campaign. You know
it is, but I love it for her. Have you ever heard someone say that she's in the family way?
I have heard that. Not a lot, but rarely. In Oklahoma, we just use more knocked up.
She's in the family way.
Or well,
it's a
in
nicer
trouble.
Way to say it. Oh, she's in trouble.
She's in trouble. Matthew, have you heard about your cousin? She's in trouble. And you go, uh-oh. That's what you know.
Was there no positive way to spend pregnancy?
No, because most of them were teens. So.
Oh, I see. She's in the family way.
She's in the family way. We get, we'll talk a little bit about as people come in, but so yes.
I thought, what did you think about, Sophie looked okay. It's the same kind of like athletic kind of thing she wore. I didn't love the color on her. I love her new hair.
I didn't notice as much just because her hair and she looks
her
great.
Boobies.
Yeah. Robin's like, I never told her to make it brown, even though she says he does. It really doesn't seem like they like each other at all, but whatever.
No.
We also find out that Jasmine and Nikki have been online friends for a long time. So
yeah,
we don't
I could totally believe that. No, I'm sure I'm sure what it was is she probably reached out to Jasmine when Jasmine was on the show and like
maybe Jasmine referred her.
Yeah.
Possibly. It's I actually went to this is what I meant to say too. I wanted to just thank Kate Casey for having me at her show at the Irvine Improv. It was great. Chris Fair from DocuSweetie was there. Dylan, what is Dylan's last name? From Bad TV was there.
Something Irish.
And we had a great time. But his friend was there, and his friend was a producer on Botched and worked with Nikki. I showed him pictures.
Oh,
he's like, yeah, I worked with her. He said she was really nice. I said, okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, y'all, because she did that. This is what I wanted to say. I never thought I would say this, and maybe you didn't notice it. This was the most beautiful, best set of the tell-alls we've
ever had. I totally agree with you.
It looked great.
It's like they actually spent a little bit of money and hired a designer.
And they did these cool color blocking with these backlights. I think this is fantastic.
This is definitely the most expensive set they've ever been on.
Y'all, what other 90 Day Fiancé show recap show are you going to have someone call out the art directors on a program?
Because you got two fags who've got a lot of opinions.
Yeah. Only here.
No, I agree. I wrote that down too. This is the best the set's ever looked.
Oh, it looked great.
And it had some texture to it. So it didn't look like we were just like in some kind of like flat, like compressed panel, like a lot of them look like.
No.
Like they're in different places on the stage.
Yes, I like the raised couches versus the smaller ones versus just one line.
Someone designed this.
It's
someone
great.
Actually designed this instead of a PA clearing out stuff from Pier One, which y'all the early stages of tell-alls were tragic.
They were not good.
The one that we're covering right now on Classless is pretty awful too. Yeah, season 4,
a lot of pink.
Yeah,
like Florida.
Yeah. It does look like a condo that you would rent near the beach in Florida.
Mm-hmm. We'll be there, y'all. Three cities.
Oh, even Orlando.
Even Orlando. And some of you keep asking about LA, Philly, Atlanta. Those shows are coming. Honestly, we could
talk to my booker about it tomorrow.
We could give you a date, but we don't know if that'll change. I'm just going to say this. You will have them by April 1st.
When they're locked and loaded.
Yes.
You will know when they're locked and loaded.
Yes.
Okay.
And you will have plenty of time, hopefully, at least 2 weeks, to buy tickets and make plans. Sorry, y'all. We don't know.
No, I'm gonna get this done before this should be done before the first or second week in March.
That's what I would hope.
That's what I'm giving him the deadline. And then I'm gonna keep that boundary.
That's the only birthday gift I want, just to have all our fucking shows booked.
That's not for you, it's for me. But that's okay. Anyway, we're saging everyone. Ashley, yep. 90 Day Fiancé, brought to you by Sage.
Sage.
I have a feeling this is all a con for Big Sage.
Hey, for Big Sage. Yeah, that's it.
Big Sage owns this whole season. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
So she's saying, Ashley's, you know, Jasmine's like, just give me the good energy. And Ashley says, you know, I see the love there. I see the love. They love one another hard. Robin says, yeah. Rob, again, looks ridiculous.
Did you like Manuel saying Clayton and Natalie show up? And it's right. The dress looks okay standing up. It's like passable. The color doesn't look really good on her. Mm-hmm. Some salesperson told her it looked good and they were wrong. But Manuel says, Clayton, what happened to your mama? Because you put her in the closet and we don't do that.
We don't.
He wasn't having any of it, y'all.
He didn't like it.
Yep.
Also, two people show up and I don't know who it was.
Nick and Devin. I think she looks great. I love her dress.
They walked in and I literally went, because also she's lost a lot of weight.
She has.
Not to talk about her body, but just say she looks different. And
yeah.
So they walked in and I went, who is this? It took me a good 3 seconds. I had to look up their names until they said it.
I liked her dress. It looked like her. It looked young.
She looked great.
Yeah.
And he looked great. So
we rarely talk about the men on this show because it's men's fashion. You're only going to get dinged by us if you come like Rob.
Yeah, I try to notice because I want to be an E. I don't want to just talk about the women. But I think everybody else, I think Gino looked fine. I actually thought he looked nice. Another thing with Rob and Sophie is that it's like the shirt he was wearing, it was a different tone of blue that didn't match her blue.
Yeah.
So it looked even off. It looked off more. Justin looked fine at his Men's Right convention in Moldova. Yeah, he looked great. And Clayton looked like Clayton.
Yeah, he's not going to dress up.
He looked like Clayton. And yeah, he looked fine.
So between Nikki and Justin, we're on set. And everything is still pretty cold between those two. And he's like, you look great. The Nikki looks great. And Gino, y'all, this is like Gino's third or fourth tell-all. At one moment, he's like, I'm excited. I know how this is going to go, everybody.
Yeah.
I think Gino has decided he's going to have a good time. And there's probably going to be – he knows they're going to have that stripper video.
Boy, that was great to watch. That was we're going to talk about that on part two, but that was fantastic to watch.
I have to tell you – If you're listening to this now, you've already seen the episode, but Jasmine is still so such a unique specimen for me because she can say, I've called her now Dr. Jasmine and Mrs. Bitch.
Yes.
Because she can be so understanding and so kind of almost like she could be their therapist. And then in one moment, it is just like, and then she's screaming and telling other people to shut the fuck up.
Yes.
It's incredible.
It is incredible. It is. And I think that's real. I don't think a lot of that is put upon, especially we find out on the next week on when we find out what triggers her a little bit about all this.
We do find out, y'all, Gino's ex used to work at a strip club.
I can't believe they dropped that on the teaser. I would have saved that for the show.
Really does make a lot more sense.
It does.
But
it always says, like, if you see a crazy woman out in the wild, look behind.
Usually a reason.
There's usually, look for a man behind a tree who's making her crazy.
Yeah.
That's usually
there's,
it.
There's a reason. There's a reason for her madness a lot of times.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if I'll ever get that way with Chelsea from Love is Blind, but
I think where hers started was, I think she felt that was something with Jimmy. But later on, I went, no, this is just her. In every single relationship she's been in, this is her. She makes up details. She outright lies about things that have happened. And she gaslights the living fuck out of him. The word gaslighting is way overused. But if you need to know what it is.
She's a good definition.
Watch Chelsea. Woo!
Well, and so at least, so going back to Nikki and Justin, Nikki does say, and I'll be interested to see if Justin confirms this, but she said that he said in a text that he is not trans attractive.
So, an interesting term.
It's probably not the best term, but he's working from a different type of education on this.
And a different language. But yeah, I'm trying to think of what.
That's not appropriate to say, but also I'm like, well, but at least he said it because we feel like we've known that this whole time.
Yeah, agree. But then he says, you're beautiful. I just think there are way too many Rubicons to cross.
Yeah.
With, could you use Rubicon in plural? Maybe. Who cares?
I don't know.
Sorry, I've been going through.
What is happening? You can't think of musical theater. You don't know what language you're using. You are out of sorts. God.
I'm at sixes and sevens.
I'll just carry the show, I guess.
Oh, come on. I'll just duck out. I'll let you do it. See how that works for you. Y'all, all the show would be one long Oklahoma story, and he would forget to talk about the show entirely.
Fine by me.
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
So Sean shows up. Sean looks great. I like her hair. Waviness. I like the look. And they point out, they kind of do a little check-in with everybody. And Nikki, of course, has to do a runway walk, to which the show plays music.
It does. It does. And Justin says, her dress is reminding me of the Phoenix.
And Justin says, Nikki is, make the Vogue. Make the Vogue, Nikki.
Make the Vogue. And I went, I know, I thought he was about to say, Yas Queen. Yas Queen. And I thought,
is that the way? Yas Queen.
Yas Queen. Did the Phoenix? So when
she ate.
She ate, yes. I am living. When he said she is the Phoenix, I don't remember the story of the Phoenix who rose from the misogynist boyfriend who wasn't attracted to her being trans.
I think what he means is like the Phoenix has a tail of fire.
Ah.
Yeah.
So more literal, less metaphor.
I think it was that.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think he's very metaphorical. I think he's pretty literal.
Okay.
And so, and Ashley jumps in and she's like, why do you think she's like the Phoenix? And I'm like, uh-oh, we now know what she's going to be like in every tell-all.
I don't think every tell-all. I think, and we're going to see this later. I think we already said this. I knew that Ashley will come for anyone that she thinks is taking advantage of anybody queer, LGBTQ. She's just going to do it.
I agree. I think it's going to be anyone where she feels any type of injustice, though. I think she's going to be the first one to say something.
I can see that. I can see that. Yeah. Y'all don't pull over. We're remote, but goat. We got some.
Oh, I can hear it.
We got some ambulances. So it's not you, it's me. Don't pull over.
It used to be so loud at my house.
Yeah, because you lived right on, because you were in the alley.
I lived right on the alley.
That's where he worked. That's where Piano Cat got his start, y'all.
Hey there, looking for a good time?
By the way, how do you feel about Jinx Monsoon in Little Shop of Horrors?
Going into Little Shop? I love it.
Yeah, I'm into
it. I love it.
I'm excited.
I love it. She can sing. She can act. She can dance, I bet.
It's gonna be crabs. Yeah.
I don't know if her dancing is what people go see Jinx for. I don't know. Maybe Jinx can dance. She can definitely sing and act though, and she's funny.
Actually, I'll be honest. I could see you doing that role one day,
Audrey.
Yeah,
I'm more of an Audrey too. But feed me,
y'all. That's the plan.
Maybe. It'd have to be soon because I don't think I'll have the range much longer.
Wow.
I would not allow them to change the key. So I would need to do it in the original keys. But if Ellen Green can go out there with Jake Gyllenhaal and sing in the original keys and Ellen Green is in her 60s, I can do it. Standing beside you, darling. See, I know how to pull away from the microphone.
You're not going to finish the phrase?
It don't comprehend.
Oh, that was a little flat, but you got there.
I know. I'm really high. It's very high. I'm worried about the keys.
I'm kind of shocked you. That was impressive. It sounded good, actually. You'll have to sing it the way I did Liberty. You'll have to riff it.
I kind of sound.
You sounded pretty good. I think give you a breastplate and a blonde wig and I'd see it. I'd be here for it.
Maybe in Palm Springs. And my Seymour will be 58 years old.
No, I think let's swap it. Let's have you be her. And then, because I know they've had trans, but what's her name from Pose was amazing. She did an off-Broadway.
Why am I blanking on her name? No, she didn't do off-Broadway. She's the Pasadena Playhouse.
Oh, it was Pasadena Playhouse. That's where she was. She was phenomenal, I've heard.
Angelica, I'm fucking this up. MJ Rodriguez.
MJ Rodriguez. But I think I would love you to do Audrey, and then maybe like Julie Goldman, like a good lesbian Seymour. Seymour.
Yes.
I'm here like from Julie and Brandy.
Now we're talking. I saw that production and I wish they had changed the keys. I feel like MJ was really working. I think when you work with trans actors who have, there are definitely vocal, there are vocal constraints that are made just with hormones and everything like that. And
it's really hard for the voice to change once. Right.
Yeah. And just in general, you're working with the way vocal ranges are written for heteronormatively men and women is very, and there's very specific. And in a song like that, she did really well on Somewhere That's Green, but the duets were in the same key and she didn't have the same power as he did up there. And so it didn't vocally. I thought she performed it really well vocally. I didn't love him either. I can't remember who it was. It's the guy who was in Be More Chill. I'm fucking up. He sings Michael in the bathroom.
I don't know any of those references.
You don't. It's like I'm speaking Greek right now.
Anyway.
And also I had a problem with that the plant, it felt like a conceptual plant. I don't need the plant on someone's hand. I need a fucking Audrey 2 in the back growing bigger and bigger and bigger. The direction bothered me. No one gives a shit about any of this.
Actually, probably a lot of people do.
But that production, I liked it. I love that show. And I just kind of had a, there were little, there's the problems.
No problem. Okay. So, Ashley says, like, Ashley full on says, she's like, well, where do you two stand? And Jasmine says, well, she was crying earlier and I don't know what's going on. And then there's just this silence for like 3 minutes in the tell all. And out of the blue, Ashley says, well, I can consult the tarot cards for us if you want. This is a first tarot reading for 90 Day Fiancé.
This is the first on-camera tarot card pull.
And you know 100% someone in fucking Nebraska went, Carl!
She's called out the devil,
Carl. I got this witchcraft on my
I'm not
TV.
Watching this
I
no
can't
more!
Watch this and say, shooter. Shooter, go get Mama's King James. Go get it.
I need to go turn on my Hour of Power.
Shooter, go get Mama's Patty CD. Go get that CD.
Get my prayer cloth. Mm-hmm. Patty. Sandy Patty.
Sandy Patty. Yeah, she doesn't know Patty. She just calls her Patty.
Hell, should I? That starts at Amy Grant. I always want to sing that Sandy Patty is... Oh!
Anyway, so, it's a Knight of Swords,
which judgment.
She is right. That is the quickest. That is the like. That means shit's coming real quick. And she gets a Judgment card, which I think was reversed, or was the Four
no,
of Wands
that's
reversed?
That's the Happiness upside down,
and it is a happy card. And so reverse means.
I could have told you all this. Yeah, we didn't need the fucking tarot.
Didn't need a tarot
deck.
Card for that. I'm like, bitch. Have you seen a 90 Day Reunion?
So,
Clayton's in Tulsa.
They moved to Tulsa. And of course, Closet Mom is there, presumably with her own room. But
we don't know
that
yet.
Maybe she feels more comfortable in the closet.
They didn't answer that question. We don't know if she lives with him or not. I'm assuming so, because how else could she afford to? We do see later that next week, Brandy comes on, and she looks rough. Brandy looks...
She'd been out the Rusty Anchor the night before.
Oh, y'all. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Her daughter, Brooklyn, had to go pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The son, Hennessy, was at home being taken care of by the housekeeper.
Yes.
Yeah, Brandy looks rough.
Yeah. Jasmine now loves Michigan. She says, don't talk about the Michigan.
I'm a Michigander.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Devin and Nick say we still love each other. The family's been okay. We're going to find out because I'm sure in the previews we've seen their only problem seems to be the name Piggy, which is a big problem. But we'll see. It's almost like I wish that Nick could just – that they could say or Sean could say to Nick, what if you just didn't call her that? Could we – is that okay? Could we try not to call her a name that – in American culture is just and the problem is she won't say she doesn't want to be called that.
I was gonna say Devin, yeah.
That's the worst part of it. And I just ugh. Anyway.
Anyway, and then Sam and Sheetra pugged it. 12 weeks. So,
he has fast swimmers, she says. I have realized, and I commented on, talk about Sheetra, she's doing social media, and they call her his dad. She's like, they showed a clip of like, she's like, this is Sam's dad. This is when Alien Dad talks to us about things. So they call him Alien
it's
Dad.
It's really funny.
She's my favorite cast member in this season.
I love her.
I never saw that happening. And they might be my favorite couple, although Sam's kind of shitty on this tell-all. But
he's fine.
He can go to a men's rights show as well.
No, I don't think. I disagree. I don't think
throw all the men away.
He's not in that category. Yeah,
throw them all away.
Speaking of, let's talk about somebody who feels like not a men's right. Let's jump into the tell-all, and we're starting out with Rob and Sophie.
They have moved Rofi. To Austin.
Sob. There you go.
That's more accurate.
Yes, they're in Austin,
and they have a bathroom indoors. And there's this little. They all kind of talk about how the bathroom would have been a deal breaker. And Justin, of course, says, "Well, not as much because if you want to take a shit, you just go outside."
I learned that joke from Jeff Foxworthy. Wow.
So. And then they talk about the online cheating that happened. I still have questions about this because remember, she was in OnlyFans. He was sending stuff out as well. He was, and so I don't know if they're just following this to a conclusion because what starts to happen is it's almost like they don't really want to talk about it, and she doesn't really go into detail either. The cast members seem to care about it more than they do.
Mm-hmm.
But she did say, and he's like, "What did you say when you got more nudes? What kind of response did you have with nudes, Rob?" Sean says, "He's like, well, the worst one was send more."
And Sophie said, "That's not true. You said you look so sexy, you look so hot, send more." She said, "So don't try to sugarcoat it."
I guess I feel like. I wonder when she had this has been confirmed. Kyle confirmed this. She had multiple OnlyFans accounts, and I'm wondering, did she ever send private messages?
Well, but it makes. But also, this is a question of ethics and communication,
right.
Because OnlyFans is your job. So that's one.
I agree.
Rob wasn't having an OnlyFans that we know of.
He did stuff for mostly men. Yeah, that was why all the pictures.
Was his OnlyFans as well?
I don't know if it was OnlyFans, but it was
some kind of platform. Then those are their works. So that's two different things. So
that's what I've been saying.
This is about a relationship and what feels good and what are the boundaries in the relationship for the couple.
But Sophie never talks
about it.
You weren't together in the same place, correct? Because masturbating is the best. They were still being faithful.
It's not cheating.
I kind of agree with it.
Oh, God.
No, let me say it this way.
Oh,
why?
Oh, God, I knew you were going to say this.
You know what? He should not have sent anything back. But it's not cheating if he's just watching some videos.
Y'all, for Poodle, it's out of ass, out of mind.
It's just porn.
Well... But is it, this is a good, is it porn if it's someone who is an actual person messaging and texting with you?
I think it's cheating if you respond back and forth asking for, if you create some type of relationship with this person, even on a basis where you're talking with them. I think, and it's not been agreed that your relationship is not open. If you're in a closed relationship, if someone sends you something, let's say unprompted, watch it, I don't know if that's cheating, but that's me, and we know how I.
it's great. But I think watching it, but then responding to it and send more, I think that's cheating.
I think saying send more, this is really hot. Yeah. I think you're right.
And Sophie claims, but then never really follows through. She says that he wanted to meet.
Yeah.
But we never any more about that. So
that's not good. I think, and of course he's saying, this is a virtual game, not cheating. Then he has, Justin says, I understand women over there, they have a lot of cats and they play with them. And I was like, what the fuck are you
but
talking
men,
about?
Men have virile semen in their big rock hard dicks.
What is the thing about women having cats? Can someone explain that?
Todd.
Like, is that because they, is it because they need companionship?
He's trying to say women can be just cat ladies, yes.
And men need to spread their seed as far, men need to jerk off. But yes, there's porn. You don't need porn that someone sends you.
Justin probably doesn't mind at this rate. He probably feels fine if there's a group of guys together and they all have girlfriends in another country. Hey, just guys being guys.
Just guys. I think I have that film. straight from Moldova. Guys being guys. And the classic is even, and the sequel is even better.
What's that?
Guys being guys again.
The third one's guys still being guys.
Guys still being guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You won't believe this. Guys are still guys. So moving on, we supposedly he denies that it's ever happened again. And then Claire shows up. And this is where I kind of, it's not that I felt for Rob. I understood Rob more.
Okay. To that.
Because I do feel like she's gone in on him from the very beginning. And I think he sees her. He did allude to, which I did not love, he alluded to some kind of stuff in her past that may not give her such a place to come from an ivory tower. Where she's had, he's like, look at the men you date, which mm-hmm. you know Sophie has told him about. Mm-hmm. And so look at the men you date, you don't have a job, which really furthers the idea that she is being supported by someone else, some kind of family wealth. And they're living in Mexico and she doesn't have a job. And
I feel like too, it's more, it's this way of, this undercurrent of, yes, Claire is going in hard, but Claire is going in hard because she's doing her daughter's dirty work. And Rob, when it did help me understand Rob more, because when Rob says she never stands up and supports me.
Talking about Sophie.
I agree. I forgot. Someone said later on, like, I hate how the person who's the immigrant always has to be so grateful.
Jasmine,
who says everything is given.
I screamed when we have said that before. They just expect total gratitude.
And they do. And I think that's true. But I think what's also under this is Rob just does need Sophie to, he needs, because he's very, has a fragile ego. He needs her to stand up for him. But what really needs to happen is Sophie needs to stand up for herself and voice her own opinion because she lets Rob walk all over her. And then just bitches to her mother about fucking everything.
Exactly. And that's then what Rob is telling. Yes. And then what happens is when her mom does go at Rob, Sophie throws him under the bus.
So complete. Then she's like, wait, yeah, that's quite true. Yeah.
Have we become Rob defenders? No, not that bad.
No.
But I do understand the way he feels. He's still really shitty, y'all. He's still the most passive aggressive, victim-y, all miserable motherfucker you'd ever meet.
I agree with what Jasmine said. He does feel like, because Sophie and Claire are right when Rob says, but look at everything I've done, when Rob did literally the least.
Nothing.
He did the least, y'all.
It's interesting what Claire says later on.
Even What's-His-Name did more for What's-His-Name. What was her name? The one everybody hated from Indonesia who went to jail?
Lita.
Eric. Even Eric did more for Lita when Lita came
That's
over.
That's true.
And remember that wedding?
He moved a bed into the room.
He barely paid for that wedding. Have you heard, by the way, have you heard her new music, Lita's new music?
Oh, yes. It will be played at the live shows. I have already gotten YouTube captures of most of them. As soon as I heard them, I grabbed them. What? You don't think I am? You don't like who I am? You don't know about me on the social medias?
It's horrible.
It's so good. It's her.
It's her. It's her just being her.
Yeah, y'all, if you want to hear Lita's music, you can come to our live show because I'll be playing it at some of the transitions.
Great. Super excited about it.
A sissy commented, and this is how well our listeners know me. When I heard it, I went, I'm grabbing that to play at the live shows. And I think Sissy Erica, she's like, get ready to hear this at live shows, y'all. They all know that I want to torture people and make fun of these fuckers for the horrible music they make.
God, we are so predictable.
I will say Black Serbs sometimes comes up on my Spotify because I've listened to that. And Keep That Tempo is a bop. And a lot of the other songs I enjoy.
You're part of the problem. If Jabri comes back, hey, it's your fault.
Space Cash is still... Space Cash is an icon. Remember that season, y'all?
Yeah.
And Space Cash?
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing good about their story was Space Cash.
It was the only good thing.
So, and Hot David. Oh,
focus.
Sorry, I'm all over the place.
You are.
What I was going to say is Claire says, I was upset talking about, she's like, Sean said, you were upset that day when she was married. And she says, I was upset that she was marrying him because he isn't the right man for her. Not because of the finances, but the way he speaks to her.
Mm.
And I think that was the most honest thing. Instead of coming at him and talking about things like the bathroom or
I think that's hard
what
to argue with
physically done, he does speak to her awfully. And that's why he's hated, y'all. It's not because of the bathroom thing.
Because he takes away her spark. Like Claire said, he takes away Sophie's spark. But at the end of the day, Sophie is letting him take away her spark, and he's going to keep. And if it's not another Rob, it's going to be somebody else until Sophie learns to stand up for herself.
So, like Sean says, we wish you the best. We're going to have to leave that there.
Yeah. Because Rob tries to come from Claire and say, look, you don't have jobs. You're irresponsible, blah, blah, blah. And it just becomes just a yelling match.
My hair is out of control.
Great.
All right. Let's go to lunch. Let's go have Crafty in these horrible white trays. Can't we eat out of something that looks...
I'm like, can you just let them sit at a table and eat? Can they just not film for 30 minutes?
Why do we have... And why can't we film at a table instead of backstage on furniture where we're eating in our laps? I don't get it.
Well, you would think they'd want them to eat on a table so they don't get food on their clothes.
They don't give a fuck about that. So, y'all, they're eating back there, and Rob's walked off, again, talking to the camera crew like he normally does.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'm by myself at the end of the day. This actually just gave him more ammunition for like a couple months for this. Yeah, so he'll be complaining about this to Sophie for months.
And Ashley says, how are you feeling to Sophie? And Sophie says, I just want to take care of my mom. And I went, and that's your problem.
Yeah.
You've taken
she's
care
always,
of your
she's
mom
always had to do that.
All this time. Ashley calls it out. She's like, I think he feels emasculated by her, which is true. Yeah. But that's true, and it doesn't also give an excuse
it
for
Rob to act
like this
give him permission to act that way.
Bitch.
And Sophie does say, if it's a change, I'm just going to move on. And then Rob comes in. It's like, I really love how supportive you are of your mom. It's just amazing. And just amazing. Being and so then at one point, and he's like, where's all the thanks for what I've done? She's like, what about for what I've done? And he just finally says, you don't support me at all. And everyone in the cast just goes, goo. No one can say anything. Everyone's just like existential sadness drops over everyone because they realize what we already know. This is never going to get better. Because these two people can't even try to see each other where they are.
No, Ashley kind of, she says something in his defense every time he gets...
He's going into the relationship feeling undervalued.
Yeah, he is. But that's how Rob goes into everything in life.
Yeah.
Again, Rob and Sophie to me are such the examples of two people that have no business being in a relationship because they both feel like complete imposters on their own.
They do. That's really true.
And they can't, there's no way to be themselves.
Ugh.
Devin even says, Sophie says, he thinks I'm ganging up on him. And Devin's like, yeah, but then you defend him. So it's, and that's
what she did say is you need to be on their side.
Don't pull over again.
Jesus.
You know what? People are hurting.
People are hurting.
Continue.
What she said was, you need to get his back during when people are when she, then behind closed doors, you can
defend him publicly and behind
behind closed doors, then take issue. And I think that's a much better. It's not that I think you have to like every time someone says anything. But what she does, she completely throws them under the bus every single time. Yeah. Or she lets the mom do, like you said before, she lets the mom fight all of her battles, do what she'd like to say to Rob.
Yep. And I think she thought the cast would come for him as well.
No, they're usually not going to. That's one thing. These people don't have good takes. You know who would come for him? Miserable Bitch would come for him. Danielle would come for him. I'm almost certain. Yeah. I can't believe I invoked her name.
We're going to see her again, I bet.
What show?
I don't know.
It's not going to be Love in Paradise.
I don't know. Maybe her and Big
I think she's back on the single life.
Maybe.
What a fucking nightmare. But I would watch the shit out of it. I think that's where we need to stop.
I think that's where we are.
We're gonna go into Ashley and Manuel, and then Gino and Jasmine.
Gino
after,
and Jasmine
in the second show.
And there's a lot to talk about still. So that if you're new to us, we are two gay men who can't talk about one episode of television in an hour.
Nope.
So we've got to take 2 hours to do it. So you're welcome. You're getting a part one today, which airs on Sunday night. You'll get your part two on Monday night. However, if you are on the $15 tier of RG Plus, you get all of it dropped at 11:11 Eastern time.
On so Sunday.
If you're a dick piggy pig pig, you get it all on Sunday night.
You need it.
If you need an excuse to tell your husband you've got things to do instead of what he wants to do, we can be that for you.
And you just want to go in the bathroom, eat mm-hmm. Cheetos,
mm-hmm.
bang finger bang yourself,
mm-hmm.
and listen to us.
Listen to us. Sure.
While you cry.
There you go. That's the show.
That's the show.
All right, everybody, go to our website, go to our Instagram. Still, don't go to our TikTok yet because it's still banned.
We're still banned.
So, but if you want to find our Linktree information, go to our Instagram, go to our Facebook. If you're in the Sissy Squad, that's our private Facebook group, 11,000 strong, you can go there. And there's links to that. There's also meetups for different cities for sissies that are going alone or just want to meet other sissies going to live shows and y'all can go to dinner.
A lot of DBs came in came into the Sissy Squad. So welcome.
Yes. So
just play nice in there, y'all. We're a bigger group, and so we get flagged for a lot of violence and things like that. So just be careful.
Be careful, but I trust our mods will nip that in the butt. We have the best mods in the business. So all right, everybody. Thank you so much. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you see me in an Audrey dress on some stage,
you're welcome.
And I'm just singing Somewhere That's Green, and I'm a little too old to be singing it.
And a little too drunk.
You'll know I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
You can call me.
You can. Somewhere That's Green.